Hey, let's quickly check in with Admiral Ted Carter. Remember, he took a job at Ohio State, and then Trev left too, and everyone thought, what the hell is going on over here? Is this a problem? Or are those people just weirdos?
Just finally got the new president put into place. Might even still be president-elect.
I think they... Mr. Gold? I can't remember. It does matter, but I don't know. Ted Carter's now the president at Ohio State. He's in charge of the things that go on. He's also on the advisory committee to nominate commencement speakers. And if you guys noticed this weekend, there was an odd commencement speech at Ohio State's commencement ceremony.
I did not.
Well, there was a lot of video of it. It's odd.
I thought these were all canceled across the country.
Chris Pan gave Ohio State's commencement address.
I'm sorry, Pam or Pan?
Pan. Are you saying Pan? P-A-N. A self-described social entrepreneur recently gave what was described as the worst Ohio State commencement speech of all time.
Wow.
By policy, of course, and people wondered afterwards, okay, why is this guy giving the speech, and what was it about? Well, it ended up being about Bitcoin. He was booed during the speech. A happy day in the life of college students. He was booed by the crowd, the parents of the graduates, and, of course, the graduates themselves. And people wondered, well, how did this guy get up on this stage? How did he get the ability to do this? By policy, this is according to the Rooster, members of the advisory committee cannot speak to the media about their work. However, Pan's performance was so embarrassing that a member of the committee spoke to the Rooster to set the record straight. The committee member was granted anonymity out of the fear of retribution from the university. The committee did not recommend Pan. His name was nowhere to be seen in the list of 79 names originally considered by the committee after the recommendation period to give this speech. That list included names like former Ohio State football coach Jim Tressel, Vice President Kamala Harris, ice cream tyrant Jenny Britton Bauer.
I'm sorry, tyrant?
I don't know what that means at all. NBA star LeBron James, Columbus-born restaurateur Guy Fieri was on the list. The committee member.
Okay, now this is confusing to me because I'm betting that Kamala Harris and LeBron James don't see eye to eye with Ted Carter on a lot of things.
Interesting.
Guy Fieri does.
The committee member stressed the work that went into whittling the list down. Quote, this is from that source who was on the committee. We watch YouTube videos of other speeches they've done and have hours-long discussions about them. We've cut people we think are too divisive, like Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and kept some that are even questionable, like Dave Chappelle.
He loves Ohio.
Kirk Herbstreit is apparently on the list every year, even though the majority of the faculty on the committee say they've never heard of him, and the committee chair can't pronounce his last name. The committee then cuts the list to 10 names. You could argue that some of those names are better than others, however you'd like, but none of them would have embarrassed Ohio State like Pan.
This is fascinating. I'd only read the headline before the show today.
So how did the options go from former president and famous actors to somebody like Pan, who nobody's ever heard of? Well, university alumni embarrassed Sunday's commencement ceremony. They can thank one man. Ohio State President Ted Slapshot Carter.
Why are they calling him Slapshot?
They don't respect him anymore.
He's an admiral.
The commencement speaker advisory committee is truly advisory in nature. Just because the university taps a committee and spends hours vetting candidates, all that work can be thrown in the trash by the university president, who gets the final say. And that's what happened with Slapshot, who for some reason only known to himself and God, elected to go with the obscure Bitcoin freak over a final list of 10 individuals curated by his underlings.
Wow.
He went rogue and picked Bitcoin Man.
I feel like there's a $100 handshake here. You know, obviously more than $100. But
well, you might be onto something, Josh.
Somebody's getting paid something.
Carter, with no previous connection to the university and only on the job for less than a year, felt confident that he knew better than the student and faculty advisors. Curiously, he selected Pan, who again had never been nominated or considered by the advisory committee in any capacity. Ohio State, of course, did not respond to comment or request for comment, rather, by the time this story was written. It should be noted that Carter, aka Slapshot, has a vested interest in propagating Bitcoin, which again is the fake internet currency preferred by drug dealers, money launderers, pedophiles, and a host of other cyber criminals.
No, Drake loved Bitcoin.
Using the university's bully pulpit to deliver the message that is nasty work, even if the crowd nasty. Was filled with people sensible enough to boo the idea of investing their retirement fund back into unbacked securities. That's right. In the speech that Pan gave, it was basically here's why you need to invest in Bitcoin. Here's why it's better now.
Okay.
The message, with the university's seal emblazoned in the background, traveled well within the Bitcoin community. This single tweet, which calls Pan a bleeping legend while doubling the crowd size without even mentioning it, booed his ass, is nearly
size.
500,000 views on Twitter alone.
It is
we
crowd
know
size season.
About the Bitcoin Twitter. We know about the Bitcoin Twitter. .f, whatever the hell all that stuff was. You remember all that junk?
Huh.
Ted Carter has not answered any of the questions about why he selected this man. The story concludes here. Carter won't say anything about his selection of Pan because local media outlets won't push the issue. We'll see what the records request provides us, but until then, we can almost admire Carter's arrogance while laughing at the fact that it blew up in his face in such a comedic way, even if it cost us the dignity of our beloved agricultural school. That's right, folks. Ted Carter is unilaterally making decisions about who speaks at commencement ceremonies instead of confirming what the committee that he had laid out was tasked to do for months and months and months, and hiring his own Bitcoin psycho to do the speech, and he was then promptly booed off the stage while the speech was happening. Ted, Admiral, Slapshot, what are we doing here, buddy? What's going on? Why?
He's 65.
Did you think nobody would catch on to this?
Now, I'm sure there was an element of, well, how much different are any of these speakers? Surely we won't end up on the news tonight because he gave a really bad speech.
Weirdly, I have actually seen a lot of commencement addresses in the past. Normally good ones.
Yeah, good ones.
Normally good. This guy was just trying to pimp Bitcoin the whole time, and he was single-handedly appointed by President Admiral Slapshot Carter. A former friend of ours.
That's right. That used to be our guy. And then he left and took a bunch of crazy pills.
So people are like, hey, maybe he could come back now that Ohio State hates him. And you know what I'd say to that? No thanks. That's going to be a pass for me. Don't get me involved with any weird Bitcoin dudes. I'm out. Thanks for your efforts, Ted. Maybe it wasn't the worst thing in the world that Ted left.
Wait a minute. Okay. I believe it was his Top Gun nickname was Slapshot because he loves hockey.
Oh, yeah. No, we've talked about that before.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they just, like, that's a real thing that they call him. Yes, Slapshot. It was his top gun.
I assume they didn't make up the nickname, but no, I'd never heard of it.
But it is obviously mildly less, stately than Admiral.
Admiral.
And so they're calling him Slapshot.
Huh.
Indeed.
Learned a lot in this segment.
Yep. That's what Ted Carter's up to. Can't wait to see what happens next.
He's going to have to say something.
We'll see what happens to the records request, if they find anything there.
I mean, generally, there's a fee.
Answer some questions.
Yeah.
That's all. All right, we'll come back. Still plenty more to come on the Connor Hamper Show on 1620 The Zone. But a reminder, of course, before we do that, to join the VIP Club. We got a VIP Club, guys. The velvet ropes are on their way. For now, it's an email. 1620 The Email. You'll be the first to know about all the exciting things that are happening. What's going on in our Slacks? Maybe we'll send our Slacks out.
What a great idea.
Send our Slacks in the email. 1620 The Email. Sign up right now. 1620thezone.com.